Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about anxiety and mind-body practices to let go. And very specifically, I'm talking about some excerpts that I have here from a beautiful book entitled The Centered Heart. It's evidence-based mind-body practices to stress less and improve cardiac health. And this book is by Susie Amendola, and she sounds extremely awesome to me. I don't know her personally, but she is an internationally certified yoga therapist who brings over 40 years of experience utilizing yoga to help others heal. She currently serves as a stress management specialist for the Ornish Lifestyle Medicine Program, and that is a Medicare-approved intensive cardiac rehab program. And that's why I was excited to read her book, because I have a lot of respect for Dean Ornish and what he has been able to do to bring his lifestyle medicine program to Medicare. Because I don't know about the rest of you, but if Medicare accepts a program, it has been thoroughly tested and it is really something that they buy into. And I've always appreciated Dean Ornish's work on bringing health to cardiac patients without a lot of outside interventions. This was meaning they did lifestyle changes, meditation, dietary changes, community, things that really help to bring the heart, as Susie's book is titled, The Centered Heart, to bring the heart back to the center. So I was very excited to read this because I pay a lot of attention from my background to what's going on in the health and wellness world. And I met Dean Ornish many, many, many years ago. And so I was very thrilled, again, to see that Medicare picked up his program. I know here on Maui, I think down at Kaiser, they have his lifestyle medicine program if you are a cardiac patient. So let's get on with what Susie has to say here. It's a very interesting read. I'll have a link to her book in the show notes if you want to look a little further into it. And of course, I love anybody who's bringing the whole world of not only dietary changes, but that she brings in yoga and breathing. And well, let me just tell you a few excerpts here, and we'll talk about how they can relate to you and anxiety as a whole. And again, if you're more interested in it, you could go out and get the book. But, you know, here and there, I'm going to pull out some things. Now, in the introduction here, she says, when she was 16, something shifted dramatically. I had an unexpected reaction after smoking pot at a party with friends, which set into motion a pattern of anxiety and depression that lingered for years and changed me forever. Was the pot laced? Was I allergic? A hormonal coincidence? Did it loosen a pattern of anxiety that had been deep and unexpressed until then? None of that is completely clear even now, she says. And it is as if my nervous system was short-circuited and my old way of being completely dismantled. I felt like I was trapped inside myself, looking through a haze that couldn't be lifted. Everything I did made me panic. I was afraid to leave my house, go to school, drive a car, wake up in the morning, and go to sleep at night. And let me stop there for a second because I want to address this pot smoking piece. I don't talk about it a lot here, but I get a lot of inquiries about whether smoking pot could have caused their anxiety. I get so many of them that it made me think, yes, of course this could be, because this could happen with anything, but very much so with pot. Now, she's talking about late 70s. I had kind of the same experience in the early 70s, and I have to say, I don't believe these are all coincidences, but there's no way to track back and make a definite conclusion about it. And we don't need to do that. We just need to know, like she is explaining here, she was afraid of everything. So let's continue on a little bit with her story. I just wanted you to know that I hear that a lot. So if you have any inkling that not only pot, but maybe any other recreational or pharmaceutical drug could be flipping you into a state of anxiety, you know, pay attention to that so that you can avoid it and go on taking care of yourself in a different way. So to continue on here, Susie says, overwhelmed and unable to pull myself up, I sank deeper into a depression. I hid my suffering and I was too afraid and ashamed to talk about it for fear no one would understand. The doctors I saw threw their hands up with nothing to offer. Mental health treatments in the late 70s in the Midwest were mostly unrefined. I imagined the diagnosis for anxiety would be something out of the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. A doctor would say, "You had a nervous breakdown." This would be followed by a month or more stay in a mental hospital and drug and electric shock therapy that did more harm than good. I had witnessed this with family friends, and I wanted no part of a treatment plan like that. And so without a path to healing anxiety and panic, it robbed me of much of my teenage years. My family and friends chalked it up to a period of moodiness and teenage angst, while I wandered alone in the darkness looking for anything that could relieve my suffering. Now, I don't know if many of you can relate to that, but the people that I have talked to individually and people in my group definitely could relate to that, to being alone with this fear. You don't need to be alone, and it is very common. And just like the anxious mind would have you think, it would have you think, just like she described, that you are going to end up in a mental hospital, something along the lines of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. So she is really doing a good job of describing her own struggle. And then further on in chapter one, she talks about, I'll just read the quote here. She says, "We are all living somewhere in the space between ease and dis-ease, and the choices we make each day about how we live can move us closer to one end or the other on that continuum of health. Stress is itself an epidemic of monumental proportions, and the way that we react and respond to stressful situations plays a major role in our suffering. The CDC notes that 75 to 90% of all doctor's office visits are for stress-related ailments and complaints." And I'll stop there for a moment. I want you to keep that in mind, that health and dis-ease, or ease and dis-ease, as Susie put it, is a continuum. And if the CDC is noting that 75 to 90% of our doctor's office visits are for stress-related ailments and complaints, we can easily move ourselves away from the dis-ease side of that continuum by taking care of ourselves in a different way, by making lifestyle changes for our stress, for our ease and peace and calm. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical-grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. She goes on to say, prioritizing stress management practices in your life makes you feel in control and at ease. I know that rings a bell with you, because what does the anxious mind want? It wants control. So you can have that control and satisfy that part of your mind, not by Googling and trying to find out what the problem is, what the root of it is, what the awful catastrophe that is lurking for you. You can feel more in control and at ease by prioritizing stress management practices. And what are those? They are the things we talk about here. As I go through her book, she has a very big focus on yoga because that is the therapy that she does, yoga therapy. But she also talks about the way that we breathe and diet and so forth and so on. All of the things that we talk about here. So you guys are on track. Let's see what else I had here from her. Yes, she said, we can be more connected to our inner calm. And then she says, obviously, self-blame for our choices is not the answer. Instead, it's about redirecting your energies into what you can do to stay healthy without retreating to a monastery, an ashram, or an organic farm in the country. How we react and respond to everyday stressors can be the difference between health and disease. She goes on to say, talk therapies and didactic classes on stress management seem like they will relieve our suffering, but they alone don't really do the trick, because stress and trauma find their way into our bodies. We need therapies that address the body and the mind, therapies that bring us back to ourselves. And that's what we're talking about here, right? We are talking about coming back to ourselves, connecting to our inner calm, that place that is always inside of us, if we can just get out of the way. I'm wondering if you can think of a time when you were able to feel more peaceful and calm. And hold that close to you, because that place is still inside you. And we tend to go hard on ourselves and beat ourselves up, blame us for getting to where we are, and thinking that we have to find some immediate way out or we're a failure. We're very hard on ourselves. So I want to remind you to bring some of that self-compassion in and realize you just are where you are. Again, isn't that facing it and accepting it, as we would talk about in Claire Weeks terminology? And be able to just make a different choice today. Whether that mean with your breathing, whether that mean taking 5 minutes out to have a regular meditation practice, or a yoga practice, or a Tai Chi practice, whatever you can find that can help you to relax in your body so that your mind can get the message that all is well, that you are okay. In chapter 3 of her book, she talks about relaxation, and that's a word, well, we would all like to relax, wouldn't we? And she goes on to say here, relaxation is creating space and letting go. And there's a quote here from Sidney J. Harris, and he says, the time to relax is when you don't have time for it. Now, we have talked about different quotes here on the show that talk about the same thing, right? I think it's the Dalai Lama that says, if you don't have an hour to meditate, you need 2 hours. So there we go. There's a lot of ways to say it. So if the time to relax is when you don't have time for it, we got to keep that in mind. And you do so much better to take that moment out. And so what I wanted to do before I let you go is go through this little centering moment practice she has here. What's nice about the book, she does have a lot of different centering practices and everything. It's highly referenced, so you can see exactly where she got all the information she is talking about that she uses in her program, which is in the Dean Ornish program. But let's do this right now. Let's do her practice from chapter 3, a centering moment. Using breath to relax areas of tension in the body. This is going to sound familiar to you, but I thought it might be nice for you to hear it from someone else's words. She says, sit down or lie down. Soften the gaze of your eyes. Take several conscious, slow, deep breaths. As you settle in, begin to turn your attention inward as if to feel yourself from the inside. Notice any held tension in your body or mind. Just simply notice, no need to judge. Take a deep inhale, and as you exhale, begin to send a wave of relaxation over the body from top to toe. And repeat this several times, slowly. Imagine the breath smoothing out any tension that is within your reach, any tension you are willing and able to let go of. Pause for a moment and observe. Now send the breath directly into the specific area of tension or tightness. Breathe as if you are breathing in, around, and through these areas. Allow the breath to unwind and dissolve any remaining tension within your reach. Now close your eyes and be still and notice how you feel. And that's the end of that centering practice, a centering moment from Susie Amendola. And I want you to remember, as she says in her book in chapter 3, we want solutions that are lasting and helpful to manage our stress. But how do we truly rest our body and mind so we can do so? How do we experience deep relaxation? Relaxation is a learned and conscious letting go. Just like a computer needs to be rebooted regularly to run efficiently, so do we. The practice of relaxation is the reset button. I hope this has been helpful for you. I hope that you could actually look at your meditation time as your reset button. Maybe it could be your prayer time at night before you go to bed as your reset button. Sometimes we need to look at it that way and equate it to how we take care of our computer so that it works well. And we need to do the same for ourselves. Again, I hope today's show was helpful for you. I love being able to share other authors and people with you when I find a gem. So I look forward to being with you in another couple of days. But until then, be well and aloha. And now for today's quote. When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. And that's from Viktor Frankl. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.